Daily Drive is brought to you by TrueCar.
Over the past 7 years, TrueCar and its affinity partner sites have been named the most visited, most useful, and drive the most showroom visits among automotive third-party sites, according to the J.D. Power 2014 to 2020 New Auto Shopper Studies.
Welcome to Daily Drive. I'm Steve Schmidt with Automotive News. It's Thursday, November 19th. CES has become a must-attend show for automakers and suppliers. It's long been one of the largest trade shows in the world. But over the past 10 to 15 years, it's also become a show that showcases the automotive technologies that OEMs, suppliers, and a vast ecosystem of companies are bringing to market. It's what makes CES unique, according to Gary Shapiro, CEO of the Consumer Technology Association, the organization behind CES. It's the opportunity for serendipity, says Shapiro, the ability to see technologies in other sectors that are important to automotive, and the ability to connect with leaders in those sectors. Like trade shows around the world, CES has also been impacted by the coronavirus and has transformed the 2021 show into a digital event running the week of January 11th. Regardless, it still represents the first trade show of the new year relevant to automotive companies and others working in transportation and mobility. In fact, GM CEO Mary Barra is a keynote on this year's agenda. In part one of this two-part interview, Shapiro shares what's on tap for CES 2021. How is the market responding to the decision to go digital? What can participants expect? Why will CES 2021 continue to be one of the most important shows for the automotive industry in the coming year? We've reached CTA President and CEO Gary Shapiro at his home office outside of Detroit. Gary, thanks for joining me today on Daily Drive. How are you?
Steve, I am terrific, and I'm honored to be on this podcast. I think it's you and I have known each other for a while through your earlier career and your career now as a journalist. I think that's awesome.
Well, I'm thrilled to connect with you again. Thank you for taking time. You and I have worked together for years, and I've always been a great fan of CTA and CES. So appreciate you taking a few minutes. Let's hop in. CES 2021, it's gone digital. How's that process going? How's the effort going? And how has the market responded to that? Exhibitors, partners, attendees. How goes the mission to take CES digital in 2021?
Well, like many organizations, we shifted from physical events to a purely digital event out of necessity. And it is a challenge. I'm not going to lie. It's different. We decided to actually forego the zillions of software programs out there which say this is how you do it and you have avatars moving from exhibit to exhibit. And we instead partnered with Microsoft because they have a whole suite of Microsoft Teams and related products, production studios, and we realized that what we're doing is we're producing a video production. And we're also creating it so the exhibitors will have their own video presence and an interactive one, which allows them to meet with potential customers, show off technology, and it'll be a very different experience. And it will also last for 30 days after the CES so people can go online. But what we're urging people to do is recognize this is the world's most influential technology event. Register early because that's where the cost savings are very significant. If you're the last day, you're spending several hundred dollars because we can't actually go through all the people that register at the last minute and qualify them. And we want to make sure we have a very qualified crowd because it's trade only, anyone connected to the technology industry. And we have a great focus. One of the focuses is on mobility. In fact, GM's Mary Barra will talk about what GM is doing for mobility for communities around the world. And we have new dates. We actually, that's a great thing about going digital is that you can shift things and people haven't like booked hotels and airplanes and don't get upset. So we'll be January 11th to 14th and our registration opens on December 1.
We'll be right back with more of our conversation with CTA's Gary Shapiro.
Today, more than ever, consumers want a convenient, personalized car buying experience. One where they can find the right vehicle and build a deal that works for them online. In fact, 65% of consumers are more likely to shop a dealership that enables online deal building. With TrueCar Retail Solutions, consumers get the modern digital buying experience they seek, and dealers unlock a more complete customer profile, enabling higher quality connections that close faster. Now, millions of TrueCar shoppers can discover VIN-specific pricing on your inventory, get a true cash offer on their trade, input their credit score range and desired down payment, and include all these important elements into a monthly lease or loan payment, which is all controlled by you. This new experience increases efficiency by pulling customers deeper into the funnel, reducing friction, and building trust along the way, delivering you a more informed buyer who's ready to close. With TrueCar Retail Solutions, you can deliver a modern retail experience for today's digital buyer. Visit TrueCar.com/retail solutions to learn more.
So how have exhibitors, partners responded? Given in our world at Automotive News, we've noticed by going digital, we've attracted a much larger audience in terms of the ability for folks in all parts of the world to attend either live or on demand. And so we actually, you have the opportunity to engage larger audiences. And I think that's exceptional for a CES that already draws hundreds of thousands of folks. So how has the market responded to what CTA is planning for this coming year?
Well, certainly you pointed out one of the great benefits of being digital is that you are attracting people from around the world who didn't have the time, the money, they couldn't convince their employer to let them go. And now we're giving them the opportunity to see and experience CES all around the world. And that's another reason we went Microsoft, to be honest with you, is that they could handle that demand from around the world. And we also have some translation interpretation services, things like that, which will allow people to do it. So it's been a great response from people. They're just saying, when can I register? And also our exhibitors, we're not going to have, the few thousand exhibitors we traditionally have at CES. We've limited the number of slots because we want to make sure every exhibitor that comes in gets a good full video experience they expect and they could show off their products. But we have the most important companies right now signed up. So we're pretty happy about that. And we have a number of the big car companies as well.
So one of the things I've always admired about CES is the show floor, the programming has always reflected what's actually going on in the industry and in the market. And in the world that we live in automotive and mobility, it has been a destination for years relative to technology companies, next to automakers, next to suppliers, next to telecom companies. It's really reflective of the convergence that we see going on in the industry. A lot of different shows have tried or continue are trying to emulate that, right? Traditional auto shows like IoT World Congress, Hanover Messe. What's the competitive advantage for CTA and CES? What makes CES different when you look at all of these trade shows?
Well, we're owned by the industry for one. That's something that we are responsible for, essentially managed by all our customers on both ends, from the manufacturer side to those that are in the distribution channels. And we've also tried to make it so we're a show which is not just a vertical show. It's a show where different verticals get together and they, as is the trend in technology, they learn and borrow and establish business relationships with each other. So we try to encourage that cross-fertilization among exhibitors, between attendees and exhibitors, et cetera. And that's the special sauce for CES. And we try to do so in a way which is comprehensive with both programming and exhibitors. It will be a challenge this year because you don't have that same physical experience. But we also tried to bring in the concept of serendipity so you could discover that which you did not know. And that's why we always urge people going to CES to give some time to walk around and experience things. Same thing with the online platform. Serendipity is important. We're obviously allowing and creating opportunities for keyword searching so you know what you want, you go there. But also we're urging people to, hey, just go outside your comfort zone. That's how you learn. That's what innovation is about. It's about putting together disparate ideas and creating something new and better. And that's why there's so much cross-licensing which goes on. And that's why you've seen the car industry and the technology electronics industry kind of merge and cross-fertilize. I mean, it started out with just brand name, like, you'll have Sony or Bose in your car. But it's gone so way beyond that at this point that the car really is a mobile technology device.
That's Daily Drive for Thursday, November 19th. Join us tomorrow for part two in our interview with CTA President and CEO Gary Shapiro, where we discuss the results of CTA's research of 1,000 consumers in the U.S. exploring their transportation decisions and opinions on advanced automotive technologies. In the meantime, Visit AutoNews.com for breaking news and AutoNews.com/DailyDrive to catch up on more than 170 episodes. Finally, also stay tuned for more information on how Automotive News and CTA are collaborating to bring programming to CES 2021. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.